When I produce a play and direct it, I think what's key, because I do it kind of very quickly, is I'm Holly Newson. I'm an audio producer. I produce both audiobooks and plays. So that involves the directing side of things, also sort of working with the audio and making sure all the levels and that sort of thing is correct.
The Eurozone debt crisis claims its first bank.
Fiona Bruce, the newsreader, was my idol.
The European markets fall sharply.
So that's how I sort of got interested in audio in the first place, just because I thought she was a great reader. And then from there, I'd always done a lot of drama. I was in a drama group, and that involved coaching younger people as I got older. So that's kind of where the directing side came from it. But it originally came from an interest in acting. When I produce a play, I'll go through any tips, any pointers that I have for the upcoming scenes that we're going to do, make sure that all the actors are on the same page, not in terms of the actual page number, obviously, but that they all have the same thoughts about the scene. Then when I go into studio with the actors, I'm quite hands-on with how I want lines to be. If they have a good idea for a line, I'm not going to think, oh, it was different in my head, because that's part of the creative process, that they bring something to it and I bring something to it. But if there is a line where I don't feel that they've understood the intention of the character or, you know, fully the emotions of the character, I will go over that line a few times with them just to make sure it's spot on. When the actors start preparing, it doesn't seem as funny to me because I come from a drama background, but I think that for sort of someone who doesn't know actors' preparation, a lot of the voice work, that the voice preparation they can do can sound quite funny. They make a lot of funny sounds and that sort of thing. But it's all about sort of warming up the voice and making sure they're breathing properly. So I'd say that's probably the main thing. My three top tips for anyone wanting to produce a play or a story would be: understand the play or the story fully yourself. So go through it carefully. Make sure you have an idea of the intentions of the character and how you want it to sound. Which moves on to my second tip, which is be flexible. The actors will always bring their own ideas. Some of them might not work, but some of them can be great. So always use what the actors give you as well. And my third tip would be have fun with it, just because producing audio can be really, really great fun, both for the actors and the producer / director. So yeah, just enjoy it.
A blood brother should always recognise his brother, defend his brother, support his...
Mickey!
Yeah!
My God, do you...
Yeah. I live down there.
Well, I live just... I know.